This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's national parks may be hazier in the future. Senate Republicans have upheld the Trump administration's disapproval of Colorado's regional haze plan. States and federal agencies are supposed to work together to limit air pollution in national parks and wilderness areas. But the administration doesn't like that Colorado wants to close coal plants to do that. Here's Senator John Hickenlooper.
The administration's decision doesn't lower costs for anybody. It just means more pollution and more haze in those very places we treasure the most.
In shooting down Colorado's plan, the EPA said the coal plants are vital to delivering reliable and affordable energy. In Colorado Springs, a funeral home is on probation. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The state inspection found Evergreen Funeral Home exceeded its capacity for storing bodies and had a refrigeration unit that was too warm, among other offenses. Records from the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies say an anonymous complaint in January prompted the inspection. Operators of the funeral home are now required to submit detailed quarterly reports to the state. The probation comes just days after Carrie Halford was sentenced to 30 years in prison for her role in a much more egregious scandal in Penrose. That case prompted state lawmakers to mandate routine inspections and licensing. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A bald eagle that was found injured in North Glen was released back into the wild yesterday. Colorado Parks and Wildlife rescued the bird in January after it was found near Croak Reservoir, where it had been shot. This is CPR News and KRCC.